Good evening, everybody. We begin the readout tonight with a story that you might remember about an armed militia that rose up against the U.S. government, but not in Washington, at least not at first. In 2014, Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy owed the U.S. government more than $1 million in fees for letting his cattle graze on federal lands without a permit for 21 years. But he refused to pay the fine, claiming that Nevada was a sovereign state and that, quote, I don't recognize the United States government even as existing. Okay, that sounds ridiculous. But he was dead serious. When officials with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management came to confiscate his cattle, a kind of repo man situation, an armed standoff broke out. And who joined Cliven Bundy in that standoff against the U.S. government? Elmer Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, who called for his patriots to amass for a military combat operation. Fearing mass bloodshed, federal agents wound up releasing the cattle in order to de-escalate the situation. Here is Rhodes celebrating that victory.
It was a posse. Those cowboys showed America how it's done. You cowboy up and you friggin' ride. And that's what they did. A lot of credit also goes to militia guys that showed up today. You got militia members here from all over the country. What we saw there was the people. What it was a combined arms defense of the Constitution. What happened today was a choice between bending the knee and submitting and standing up. And you folks stood up.